Media Obituaries Hide Unabomber Ted Kaczynski's Transgender Claim. By Neil Munro on June 12, 2023. Unabomber terrorist Ted Kaczynski died of old age Saturday, but media obituaries ignored the evidence of a transgender-related motivation for his many mail bomb attacks. The transgender motivation was openly acknowledged in 1998 when the Washington Post described a court-ordered psychiatrist described the sexual identity problems of the just-convicted, genius-level, three-time murderer. In the psychiatric evaluation, Sally Johnson, chief psychiatrist at the Federal Correctional Institution in Butner, North Carolina, reveals that Kaczynski had persistent and intense sexual fantasies about being a woman. While he was a graduate student at the University of Michigan in 1967, he went to a psychiatrist to discuss his wishes for a sex change operation. But in the waiting room, he decided he could not go forward. Instead, he told the psychiatrist he was depressed about the possibility of being drafted. His near confession of his feelings so filled him with rage, in this case directed at psychiatrists, that he went through a major transformation. As I walked away from the building afterwards, Kaczynski wrote in documents released today, I felt disgusted about what my uncontrolled sexual cravings had almost led me to do. And I felt humiliated, and I violently hated the psychiatrist. Just then there came a major turning point in my life. Like a phoenix, I burst from the ashes of my despair to a glorious new hope. Kaczynski's new hope? To take his rage out on others, including the psychiatrist. I will kill, Kaczynski wrote. But I will make at least some effort to avoid detection so that I can kill again. The original report provides more of Kaczynski's words. Like a phoenix, I burst from the ashes of my despair to a glorious new hope. I thought I wanted to kill that psychiatrist because the future looked utterly empty to me. I felt I wouldn't care if I died. And so I said to myself, why not really kill the psychiatrist and anyone else whom I hate? What is important is not the words that ran through my mind but the way I felt about them. What was entirely new was the fact that I really felt I could kill someone. My very hopelessness had liberated me because I no longer cared about death. I no longer cared about consequences, and I said to myself that I really could break out of my rut in life and do things that were daring, irresponsible or criminal. Mr. Kaczynski appears to have experienced the onset of his illness in the summer and fall of 1966, while involved in graduate studies at the University of Michigan. He describes anxiety, depressive symptoms, and sexual confusion, culminating in crystallization of a belief system involving his ideas about the negative impacts of modern technology. There are many categories of transgender people, including teen girls fleeing their sex amid the shock of puberty, teenagers worried about same-sex attractions, as well as gay men and lesbians who want to mimic heterosexuals. But the most influential category of transgender people is autogenophiles or AGPs. The AGPs are male heterosexuals who are sexually aroused by imagining themselves as women, and by their power to make women accept them as women. However, it is impossible for people to change sex, so autogenophiles can show display frustration via social media, and sometimes via violence. Advocates for transgenderism downplay the AGP diagnosis because it undermines the claim that transgender people want to live as members of the opposite sex. Instead, they favor a broader political claim that all people have a variable gender identity. That claim allows the pro-transgender advocates to include heterosexual AGPs in the same political groups as gays and lesbians with same-sex attraction. The Washington Post's 1998 article suggests that Kaczynski was an AGP transgender. But that news is 25 years old, and is being memory-holed amid the establishment's relentless push to overcome popular opposition to the incoherent, unscientific, unpopular, and chaotic transgender claim. For example, The Washington Post's June 2023 obituary blamed his parents and an abusive CIA study for converting the boy genius into who mailed 16 bombs over 17 years to his targets. Tracking down the Unabomber led to one of the nation's longest and most expensive investigations. Then came years of research tracing his habits, propensities, and psychological markers. Still, a veil of mystery remained over the ultimate purpose of his acts beyond simple anger at a world that wouldn't listen to him. He participated in a study, Part of the controversial Project MKUltra mind control experiments of the 1950s led by Harvard psychologist Henry A. Murray and backed by the CIA. To measure the effects of extreme stress on student volunteers by subjecting them to unrelenting belittlement and humiliation. Wanda Kaczynski, pondering the fate of her son, wondered in her later years how his life could have been different. What could I have done to keep him out of the wilderness? She asked in an interview with The Post in June 1996. What could I have done to give him a happier life? I just don't know. The New York Times 2023 obituary also dropped any mention of his sexual confusion, saying, some details of his life indicated a predisposition to violence and an estrangement from the surrounding world that might also have accounted for his behavior. According to The Atlantic, Mr. Kaczynski had begun to imagine committing murder by the age of 27. In his diary, he described his bombs as giving him catharsis. Though he broke ties with his brother, Ted said he would open David's letters if the stamp was underlined as a sign of emergency. David wrote to say that their father was dying and underlined the stamp. The Atlantic magazine offered a more sympathetic report in 2000, but also focused on his parents' decision to send him to college at age 16. It was the confluence of two streams of development that transformed Ted Kaczynski into the Unabomber. One stream was personal, fed by his anger toward his family and those who he felt had slighted or hurt him, in high school and college. The other derived from his philosophical critique of society and its institutions, and reflected the culture of despair he encountered at Harvard and later. The Murray, MKUltra, experiment, containing both psychological and philosophical components, may well have fed both streams. Breitbart News carefully covers the unpopular establishment's support for the transgender ideology.